You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Earlier this month, Steve Wilhite, inventor of the graphics interchange format, the GIF, died at the age of 74. GIFs, animated or not, may be a regular, free feature of the internet now, but the tech that powered Wilhite's new format was patented by IT company Unisys, which, for a few contentious years back in the early internet, wanted to charge fees for all the sparkly GIFs we were sharing. Versions of this fight over who has control and gets paid when information moves around the web continue to this day. Jason Epink is an artist and former curator at the Museum of the Moving Image and gave me a GIF history lesson.
The GIF itself was developed as an open format by CompuServe. However, unbeknownst to the engineers that were developing the GIF, they were using an algorithm that had been patented. And it was the LZW compression algorithm. And it wasn't until 1993 that Unisys becomes aware of the GIF format using LZW compression. It says, CompuServe, you need to pay us license fees. CompuServe's like, well, where are we going to get this from? We need to kind of pass that on to developers who are making software that use the GIF inside our system. And there's a pretty big uproar because what drew people to CompuServe was that you could buy the software that could allow you to view these images, right? We kind of don't often think of like what it was like pre-World Wide Web to kind of look at images, but it required special software.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth laying out that at that time, we kind of had multiple internets, and you lived within one of these systems based on which software you were using, right?
That's exactly right. And a lot of software and image formats were really dependent on what kind of hardware you even had. So what GIF kind of promised and what it really delivered on was that it was very interoperational with all these systems.
So people were really upset that they had signed on to CompuServe so that they could use this, and now there was a fee attached to it. What were some of the things that people did in response to this?
That spurs the creation of the PNG, Portable Network Graphics format. But then again, in 1999, Unisys comes back and says, we're changing our license fees. So the League for Programming Freedom, which had been founded a few years earlier, starts this campaign, Burn All GIFs, to bring attention to look at what software patents can do. We need to move away from this.
What do you think would be people's reaction nowadays if a company tried to patent GIFs or even something similarly ubiquitous across the internet?
I think the uproar at that time really tells us something about the growing pains of the internet being kind of an information system into kind of a site for consumers. You know, it turns out that a lot of our internet is licensed now. What this licensing issue was affecting, it was affecting these kind of smaller companies that were making software to make and view GIFs. Now that's relegated either to like really large open source projects or really big companies. And so those fees are really invisible to us.
Jason Epink is a former curator at the Museum of the Moving Image. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.